Report, Afghan man, brought to U.S. by Biden, accused of sexually assaulting 12-year-old boy. By John Binder on September 30, 2022. An Afghan national, brought to the United States as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation over the last year, has been charged with violently attacking and sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Shah Mahmoud Salab, 35, was charged last week in federal court for alleged child sex crimes. An exclusive report by Fox News's Adam Shore reveals that Salab was brought to the U.S. by the Biden administration as part of a resettlement operation following the withdrawal of U.S. armed forces from Afghanistan in August 2021. On August 21, according to federal prosecutors, Salab approached the 12-year-old boy at a park near a middle school and started asking personal questions before showing him sexual photos and videos on his cell phone. From there, prosecutors allege Salab touched the boy inappropriately, and when the boy tried to walk away, he was chased by Salab, who punched him in the face a number of times. Salab asked the boy to get into his car and offered him $20 to touch him. The boy ran from Salab and tried to call the police, locking himself in a nearby public bathroom stall. Salab again followed the boy into the bathroom and pulled him out of the stall. That is when Salab, prosecutors allege, locked the bathroom door to keep the boy from leaving and started kissing him while slipping a $20 bill in the boy's hand. Prosecutors also said Salab tried to force the boy to touch him. When a person knocked on the door of the bathroom, the boy was able to escape. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency confirmed to Fox News's Adam Shaw that Salab arrived as part of Biden's Afghan resettlement operation. This is a terrible crime, enabled by the complete lack of vetting and transparency in the wake of Joe Biden's Afghanistan retreat, Harrell said in a statement to Fox News Digital. Our government should be protecting the families of New Mexico, not importing twisted individuals who prey on children. That is why last year I pushed for thorough vetting of migrants that the Biden administration has brought to our communities, and why I continue to fight for accountability. Emphasis added. In a statement to Fox News Digital on Friday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, said Salab was paroled into the U.S. on November 18, 2021 at Philadelphia International Airport. ICE has now lodged a detainer on Salab, who the agency confirmed was a 35-year-old Afghan national, after his arrest. Emphasis added. Salab's case is not the first among Biden's Afghans. In January, a 24-year-old Afghan was convicted of molesting a 3-year-old girl on a Virginia military base after having been brought to the U.S. by the Biden administration. Similarly, a 19-year-old Afghan national was charged in October 2021 with raping an 18-year-old girl in a Montana hotel room. The man entered an offer plea in the case in July. In separate cases, two Afghan men were charged with child sex crimes and domestic abuse quickly after having been brought to the U.S. by the Biden administration. Biden opened a humanitarian parole pipeline that has resettled more than 86,000 Afghans in American communities, many of whom were not interviewed in person. Reports and federal investigators have consistently warned that thousands were allowed to enter the U.S. without proper vetting, and hundreds pose a national security risk. For instance, in August, a whistleblower accused the Biden administration of resettling nearly 400 Afghans in American communities who are listed in federal databases as potential threats to national security, leading the Department of Defense Inspector General to open an investigation into the claims. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.